Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool to talk about. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of AI image editing, specifically focusing on the Gemini Nano. Right, and you might have heard that since its launch, this model has been used to create over 13 billion images. I mean, wow, talk about a content explosion. That's an incredible number. But like you mentioned earlier, just because a tool can create billions of images doesn't mean they're all usable, right? Exactly. It's like having a high-end tool, but not knowing how to use it properly. Today, we're going to discuss 7 common mistakes people make with their Gemini, Nano, banana edits, so you can really maximize what you create. Sounds good. Let's jump in. What's the first mistake to avoid? The first one is messing up the resolution and aspect ratio. It's a classic mistake. People often think, oh, it looks great on my screen. But then they try to use it on platforms like Instagram or YouTube, and things just don't fit. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. So if someone creates a square image but needs it for a vertical format, they're setting themselves up for a mess. Exactly. It's like trying to fit a truck tire onto a sedan. If you crop the image wrong, you might end up cutting out important parts or getting a blurry result. Got it. So it's really about being aware of where the image will be used. Right. And the second mistake is over-editing faces and skin. There's this AI look where skin looks overly smooth, almost like vinyl. Yeah, that's so true. People want to look good, but there's definitely a line between looking polished and looking fake. Absolutely. In fact, a study found that a skincare brand's add-to-cart rate dropped significantly when they used those overly smoothed. AI edits. People can spot the fake stuff from a mile away. That's a big hit to engagement. So what's the solution here? Alec, the key is to use regional editing. Instead of applying changes to the entire image, focus on the face using masks. This way, you can enhance details without losing the character of the background or other elements. Oh, I see. So it's like using a scalpel instead of a sledgehammer. Exactly. For example, tell, Gemini, banana to enhance details rather than just smooth out skin. You want prompts like natural skin texture instead of generic beauty terms. That makes a lot of sense. What's next on the list? Mistake number 3 is inconsistent styles across your images. If you're generating a series, you don't want one image looking like an oil painting and the next like a 3D render. Oh man, I can see how that would look unprofessional. Like having a car with 3 different colored doors, right? Exactly. It's jarring. A company found that once they standardized their prompts and locked model versions, it really helped create a cohesive visual identity. That's great advice. So what's another common mistake? Mistake number 4 is writing conflicting or vague prompts. I see people say things like, make it natural but ultra HDR lively cinematic neon. Wait, is it natural or neon? You can't have both. Exactly. You want to give clear and structured prompts. Start with the subject, then the setting, lighting, and finally the style, keeping that last part consistent for every image. Sounds like a smart approach. What about the more serious mistakes? Ah, mistake number 5 is skipping the safety features like SynthID watermarking and metadata. It might not be exciting, but compliance is crucial nowadays. Why is that so important? Alex, well, platforms are cracking down on undisclosed AI content. Google's. SynthID helps by embedding an invisible watermark saying, hey, AI made this. It builds trust, which is more valuable than a perfect fake image. Got it. It sounds like transparency is key in this space. Definitely. Now, mistake number 6 is repeated re-editing. It can be a silent budget killer. Oh, wow. So spending too much time redoing edits could really spike costs? Yup. I saw a case where a startup experienced a huge cost increase due to their team doing multiple manual edits per image. If you're just guessing and checking, you're burning money. That's like leaving the car running while you go in for dinner. Exactly. Instead, use preview modes or lower res drafts to get your composition right before going for that high res final render. Super helpful. So to wrap it all up, what's your final takeaway for our listeners? Alec, just avoid these 7 mistakes and you'll see your quality improve. It's all about spending less time fighting with the software and more time creating amazing content. Love it. Thanks for the insights, Alex. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. We'll catch you in the next one.